A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to KSL Outdoors Radio. We're continuing our conversation with Mike Navidauskas. Old Navi has been gone for, what is it, a month now? When are you coming home?
Yeah, we left on, I left on the 15th, 16th of June. I don't know what today is, but I don't come home until the 20th of July.
Yeah, good for you. I've never had a vacation that long in my life, but you've certainly squeezed a lot in. We're talking about this opportunity to go on a bike ride and actually ride from Paris, France to London, England. Part of that means you got to cross the English Channel, and that's where they are now on the ferry boat that's going to get him there. And he's going to rush to dinner here in a minute. But you're a historian, a U.S. historian, a teacher. Becky and I, a couple of years ago, made that trip to Normandy. Our trip was just a chartered bus ride that went from Paris all the way over to Normandy and then toured some of the beaches. How much of Normandy did you get to see, and is that your first visit there?
In fact, yes, it's my first visit to Normandy. I had no idea how hilly Normandy is.
Yeah.
And how beautiful and untouched it is. It's just epic, you know, and they call it Normandy because the Normans, the Norse, I got one of my buddies, Heinrich, you're going to meet him in a minute. He's the Viking, we call him the Viking, and he's proud of Norway, the Normans. They're the ones that took over this region, you know, before France was France. But it's rolling hills, and it's farmland, and it's the greatest farmland you've ever seen, Tim, because it's just so manicured. It's so beautiful, the hay and the haystacks and the flowers. Oh my gosh, the wildflower. You know, we drive along these trails and they're just, you know, covered, lined with poppies, you know, orange poppy, flowers. It's just beautiful, Tim. It's breathtakingly beautiful. And then we come to these forests that are so thick, the canopy is over the road. And you just look down into the forest and it's just thick and shaded. And then there's a river down there, and you just know it's full of trout.
Yeah.
You know, it's more mountainous than
that's the first thing you think about anyway. The amazing thing is, with your historical knowledge of World War II and what took place there, all of those hills actually enabled, or they thought anyway, was going to enable the Germans to have a leg up, literally, on the Allied forces that were coming in. And the fact, and the abuse that that part of the country, that part of the world took from the war, it's amazing that any of that is still standing.
Yeah, you know, but they didn't target particularly the Allies. They were not into destroying infrastructure. And fortunately, by that extent of the war, when the Germans were in retreat, they didn't see fit to destroy those beautiful churches and those, you know, the infrastructure that existed by that time. I don't know, but they knew that the war was over, but when they were in retreat, they were too busy retreating than to destroy, you know, it wasn't scorched earth as they backed out of there.
Yeah, now you're going to have to go back again because the bike tour and the schedule you're on probably didn't allow you to do any touring of those World War II areas, did it?
No. In fact, Omaha Beach, Sword Beach, Utah Beach, they're all south of us. And then to the north of us, we're right in between Dunkirk and what would be, Sword, which is where the Brits actually came across. The Americans and the Canadians
right. And
the Australians were even further south than us.
Yeah. I'll tell you, it's something to stand on those beaches. And we were lucky enough to be there on a major anniversary when there was the day before D-Day, by the way, the D-Day anniversary, when there was all of the fanatics that gather there on an annual basis, but particularly for big anniversaries, dressed in period clothing, still driving some of the old vehicles that have been restored, and taking their jeeps and trucks down onto those beaches to think about what must have happened on D-Day is, I mean, you've read about it, you've taught it,
right.
But to see
it,
it changes your whole perspective.
Well, it was 75 years ago this year. This is the 75th anniversary.
Yeah, we were in Paris when that celebration was on.
Yeah, well, we were in the little village. I can't tell you the name of it. I'm sorry, Tim. The village we were just in. This guy drives up with a 1942 U.S. Jeep. Like, it's his own car, and he was just driving around town going shopping here.
Yeah. All right.
It's refurbished.
So, eating great food, visiting with great people, seeing the countryside that I didn't get to see, obviously, because I was on freeways. What else has been the highlight for you so far?
The French villages. I mean, my wife and I, we like to find, cute, quaint villages. And it just brings you to tears when you come in and you just see how lovely they are. I mean, the little farmhouses were 17th century, and they have these shutters and then all these flowers, and it's all manicured, and it's so old, Tim. There's chickens and geese, and, it's just farmland, but it doesn't look like farmland at home because these buildings that they're rock houses, they've been around for 300 years and basically 8 generations of farmers. And just how quaint and how quiet their lives are. They're feeding the chickens and they look over and see a bunch of Americans busting by on bicycles. And it's bonjour, bonjour, bonjour. They sing it to you, bonjour.
It is so much fun.
That's the best part. It's the villages, hands down. Essay's right here.
Yeah, well.
He's sneaking over next to me. Why don't you ask him that same question?
All right.
Hey, Tim, how are you?
Jefe, how are you, my man?
I'm good. How's Mr. Russ?
Russ is not here at the moment. He's coming upstairs, as a matter of fact. But
okay.
He'll be a part of this conversation in a minute. I just have to ask you. Navi's already taking shots at you because you're on an e-bike and he's not. But that's typical Navidomskis.
Hey, he's just jealous. The first day he took shots at me. After that, he was jealous.
Well, he said he jumped on and took it for a bit of a test drive. So,
well, when he was pushing his bicycle up the hill, I just la-la-la'd right past him.
Attaboy. Singing all the way. Hey, real quick, tell me what some of the highlights have been for you and Donna on this trip.
So I guess the highlights were meeting the people and seeing people that normally would. I mean, these folks just love to see us. As long as you tell them hello, goodbye, thank you, in French, they just absolutely adore you. And even if you can't speak French, if you speak Spanish or something else, they are just so friendly. And I got to tell you, today was my highlight so far. I don't know if Mike told you, but we stopped by a conservation park, which was kind of a farm, an eco farm.
Yeah.
Just before we got to Dieppe, and it was for people with special needs, adults with special needs.
Oh wow!
And they all had their own little houses there. They were playing football in the trees, and we stopped and played football with them. And one of the little gals was playing badminton with a gentleman, and by the time we left, he was in love, and it was just the cutest thing you ever saw.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, sounds like so many great memories. Becky and I are kicking ourselves because we really considered doing this with you guys, but our schedules, our calendars just didn't match up. And I was in France twice in the last month and thought maybe we'd get lucky and be there while you guys were there. But anyway, we're jealous of the experience, and I'm so glad, we got a chance to talk. So you guys take the ferry ride now over to England. What's on the other side of the English Channel for you guys?
Well, we're going to land in New Haven about 10 o'clock tonight, French time. I guess it's 9 p.m. English time. And we'll spend the night. So it's been a long day, even though the ride was fairly flat today and not as difficult. And then in the morning is our toughest ride. So we probably have about 37 miles of going uphill, upriver for about for the next day. And that will be the toughest drive. And some of us may take it, some may take the train. It's just going to be that difficult.
Oh, even with the e-bikes, huh?
Well, with the e-bikes, we'll probably take it, but it will be a difficult ride. It's supposed to be the most difficult. After that, we stay overnight. I can't remember in which city. I think Brighton. And then we stay overnight there and then enter into London and end up in the Westminster area. Yeah. So down by where the jewels and all that stuff is.
Ah. So good. So much to talk about. Hang on, guys. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to meet some of the other people that are on this crazy adventure with you. All non-Americans from all spots in the world, it sounds like. So stay with us. More coming up here on KSL Outdoors Radio. All right, this is going to be a bold experiment here because Navadomskis and Hefe have advanced far enough into the English Channel that cell signals are not all that great, Russell, but we've connected on somebody else's phone.
Yeah, and it's just too far to stretch a string in tin cans.
It really is. Navi, you wanted us to chat, and we're looking forward to getting to know some of your Sweet 16 there.
Start with our fearless leader. She wears the yellow jersey, and if you get too close to her, you're going to be the corner person, which means you have to sit on the corner so everybody knows which way to turn. But here she is, the great Antonella.
Hello, everybody. How are you?
Hello, how are you?
I'm very good. We are here sitting on the ferry, heading to New Haven, and we're having fun. It's a bunch of people which are really positive, full of energy, energetic. That's fun. That's really fun.
Yeah, let us start by apologizing on the behalf of all Americans that you, of all people, had to get Mike Navadomskis on your trip.
I was not sure if all Americans were like him.
He's one of a kind.
He's telling us he's the life of the party. Is that true?
What? Yeah, it is like this. You know, if you listen to all his jokes, he doesn't continue arriving.
Yeah. Just be glad you only have him for a few days. We've been around him for years, and he keeps telling us the same bad jokes time and time again.
Okay, Tim, we're going to move on to another one of my friends here. He's from Montenegro. His name is Vladimir.
Hello, guys.
Vladimir,
how are you today?
How are you? I am
good. I'm good. I'm Vladimir, but most of the people in my company call me Putin because we have the same name, you know. I need to... Yes.
It sounds like you're having a wonderful time.
Oh yeah, we have great time here. We ride bike on the uphill, downhill, but our boss Antonella, she has not any mercy for us. She pushes us a lot. But it is very good. We have very good time, but also I like to give you recommendation for this this company, Giro Libero.
Yes.
Great in this tour. Guys, please have enjoyed this this afternoon. Yeah, this afternoon there now. Yeah.
Yes.
And I'm glad that I hear you, and also I will apply to be. To be maybe in your religion, I know that your religion has a lot of points.
Okay, now here we're going to meet Viking on the trip from Norway, Henrik.
Hello, guys.
Henrik, how are you?
I'm fine.
I am a Viking. You know, we have gone through Normandy, and, you know, I am the real leader here. Before Normandy was, from the very beginning, it was the Norwegian land. You know, Normandy, that means the land of the Normans.
Yes.
Wallow was the first Norwegian in Normandy.
Well, I've been to Norway, and I can tell you, if I was heading out on an adventure, I'd want a Viking leading the way, so I'm glad you're there.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, next we're going to meet Susan. She's from New Zealand. She says, Mike, we've been 13 miles of elevation. It's time for a beer. By the way, she's not hard to understand here. Here she is.
Yeah, hi, it's Susan.
How are you?
I'm very well, apart from Mike's. He's got the accent. I haven't.
Hey, so tell us from a woman's perspective, how is this trip for you? Has it been comfortable? Are you able to, you know, get to the destinations easily? What's it been like?
No, great. And I actually was wise. I ordered an e-bike. The e-bike's amazing. Really good.
Oh, the e-bike.
And it's totally lived past expectations. And, yeah, I'm really happy. Definitely will plan another trip with the same team.
Well, and we'd like to be added to that. My wife and I love to ride bikes and would like the opportunity to have this same experience. So maybe Navidomskis could introduce me to all of you on your next trip. How's that?
Mm-hmm. Definitely. You better come from the Paris to London. Mike wants to rip the phone out of my hand. Here he is.
Okay.
Okay, now we're going to Maurice. He's from Italia.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
I'm from Roma. How are you?
Ciao. How are you?
Fine, fine. I would like to dedicate a song to my new friend, Mike, because when you ride the bike, it seems to fly. So I will start.
Yeah, he flies downhill because he's a big man.
No return in my pew. Mi dipingevo le mani e la faccia di blu. Poi d'improvviso venivo dal vento rapito. E incominciavo a volare nel cielo infinito. Come on, everybody, volare!
Oh,
campare!
Oh, we got it. Atta boy!
You see this, Tim?
I'm married to an Italian. All right.
We're having a blast. This is a fun group.
Yeah, Navi, if you can, and we're starting to break up, so we should wrap this up, but give our listeners the information on the tour company again.
Sure. Here's Antonella.
Yeah, that's an Italian company based in Veneto, which is the region where Venice is. It's called Giro Libero, like free ride. We organize all kinds of tours, our bikes, and all kinds of things. Yeah, it's www.girolibero.it or .com.
Can you please spell that?
Yes, it's both India, Rome, all like Oscar. Lima, India, be like Bravo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Echo, Rome, and Oscar.
All right.
That's Giro Libero.
We want to be able to put that on our website so people can actually see the connection. Yeah.
Before you go, we can't forget our two buddies. And by the way, they pack our bags into the van every day and then put them in our room. I'm going to have Antonella say their name because they're Italiano.
Yeah. So we are talking about Adriano and Michele. They are very strong guys, helping out a lot during the time.
Well,
let's go, buddy. How's that?
Yeah, that's fantastic. I can't express to you the jealousy that I'm feeling right at this moment because this is something that Becky and I desperately want to do, but maybe we'll find the time to do it together next time.
No, we will. We're doing this again. Young one, I've already decided that yours our favorite, and the way to do it is on a bike.
Yeah. All right, buddy, we're going to cut you loose. Be safe. Sounds like you got a good ride or a tough ride for you tomorrow, so good luck with that one.
Yep. Okay.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno. That is Navadaskis making his way across the English Channel.
Pretty exciting.
We apologize for the broken, the interference or the broken signal, but there's no other way to do it at this point. Unless they had
could have sent a sat phone.
He should have taken a sat phone with him. What's wrong with him? Anyway, we got to take another break. When we come back, we'll have more of KSL Outdoors, so please stay right there.